In old times past, there was a king we read was bountiful in each degree that gave reward to every subject's need so orderly as it may be, and kept his princely polity in every kingly quality. Maintaining hospitality. When the king was given to understand there lived an abbot in those days that kept a noble house in such a band and comely men at all assays that made the king to marvel much. The abbot's living it should be such, and how he came for to be so rich, and how he came for to be so rich. Then the king sent for the abbot straight to come to court he might him see, to number out the men on him did wait, as it might be. And thither went the Lord Abbot then, and after him 500 men, to aid him out and home again, to aid him out and home again. Then the noble king he did demand of his heart and all his train, "How chance you keep so many men?" quoth he, "or how come you by all your gain? Unto your grief I'll make it known. I hope my cause is quickly shown. For I spend no more than is my own, for I spend no more than is my own. Thou art too wealthy," said the king, "and it is time to cut off your head. For now I do suppose in everything how daintily you must be fed. Unless you can resolve to me within 1 year these questions three, your head shall off, I'll warrant ye, your head shall off, I'll warrant ye. First of all you must declare to me to the uttermost what I am worth. See that you have a ready care," quoth he, "for to study and to bring it forth. And secondly, the truth to know how I about the world must go. This is the second riddle, you know. This is the second riddle, you know. Then last of all to tell me what I think, and then you shall your pardon have. Readily set down with pen and ink your lands and livings all to save. If you your livings mean to hold with all your gallants in their gold. See these riddles you ready unfold. See these riddles you ready unfold." And then the abbot he sought out to the cunningest men that there might be, how his purpose then might bring about and for to set his livings free. But yet by no good means could he these riddles expound in any degree. Nor yet by university, nor yet by university. Then the old abbot, he a brother had, a silly man that kept his sheep, who musing how his brother came so sad, and how he came in dumps so deep, saying, dear brother, tell to me, how chance you to look so heavily, that none of your friends can remand thee, that none of your friends can remand ye. Then the Lord Abbot told his brother all the questions three which made him sad, saying, dear brother, shall I be so bold to answer them and make you glad? Let me put on your rabbit's weed, and I'll go court like in your steed, and see, dear brother, how I shall speed, and see, dear brother, how I shall speed. If you these questions ready can put out and answer them to my discharge, half of my living that I have no doubt shall be thy own to live at large. And thither went the shepherd then, and after him 500 men, to guard him out and home again, to guard him out and home again. Now you be very welcome, said the king, indeed your day is just come forth. I make no doubt but to me you bring to the uttermost what I am worth. Yes, I'll assure your grace, quoth he, worth 29 pence you be, nor a penny more I will warrant ye, nor a penny more I will warrant ye. For Jesus Christ, who was the King of Kings, was sold but for 1 penny more, when Judas sold him to the Jewish things, the Scripture bringeth forth therefore. Then I do trust your grace will say, you're worth no more no manner of way, but a penny less than they did pay, but a penny lesser than they did pay. Then touching how to go the world about in 12 hours, as you may see, the sun doth take its speedy course about so speedily as it may be. In 12 hours you may do so. And this the second riddle you know, and this the second riddle you know. Then last of all to tell you what you think, I am sure you think that it is I, in field which after his sheep do trot. For lands and livings I have not, for lands and livings I have not. When as the noble king had heard his questions, he had answered so, he hearing that the shepherd he had need which then he held. Thus was he promoted from field, thus was he promoted from the field.